What if the most ordinary person you know suddenly had to face a dragon? Not metaphorically, an actual, fire-breathing, treasure-hoarding dragon. This is precisely what happens to Bilbo Baggins, a hobbit who values second breakfasts and well-stocked pantries above all else. One spring morning, his peaceful existence is shattered when a wizard marks his door and 13 dwarves arrive for dinner. Before he can protest, he's swept into a quest to reclaim a mountain kingdom from a monster. The genius here isn't just a fantasy. It's how deeply we recognize ourselves in Bilbo's predicament. We've all faced that moment when life demands more than we think we can give, when comfort wars with calling. The story that unfolds isn't about chosen ones or destined heroes. It's about an anxious, middle-aged homebody discovering that courage isn't the absence of fear, but the decision to move forward despite it. The journey begins disastrously when three trolls capture the company, debating whether to roast or mince them. Only Gandalf's ventriloquism, keeping them arguing until sunrise turns them to stone, saves everyone. In the trolls' cave, they find ancient elven blades, including Sting, which becomes Bilbo's sword. This pattern repeats: disaster, narrow escape, small gains. In Rivendell, they rest and learn crucial information about their map, then the Misty Mountains, where goblins drag them underground. During the chaotic escape, Bilbo falls, wakes alone in pitch blackness, and finds a ring, slipping it absently into his pocket without understanding its significance. These early trials strip away pretense. Bilbo can't hide behind social niceties when trolls threaten to eat him. Each crisis forces him to discover resources he didn't know he possessed, not physical strength, but quick thinking and adaptability. Lost in the mountain's depths, Bilbo encounters Gollum, a wretched creature on a stone island in an underground lake. They engage in a riddle contest. If Bilbo wins, Gollum shows him the exit. If he loses, Gollum eats him. Desperate, Bilbo accidentally asks, "What have I got in my pocket?" Gollum cannot answer. Furious, he seeks his precious, a magic ring of invisibility, only to discover it missing. Realizing Bilbo has it, Gollum returns in murderous rage. When Bilbo slips on the ring while fleeing, he vanishes. Following Gollum's anguished monologue, he learns the ring's power and finds the exit, leaping over the creature and escaping past the guards. This marks Bilbo's first true test alone, no wizard or dwarves to rescue him. The Riddle Dame reveals his resourcefulness, but something deeper happens. Even facing death, Bilbo feels pity for wretched Gollum. This compassion ultimately proves more powerful than any magic ring. Reunited with his companions, Bilbo keeps the ring secret as his reputation grows. Wolves chase them into trees, then goblins set them ablaze before giant eagles rescue them. The eagles carry them to Beorn, a skin changer who provides supplies and warnings about Mirkwood. At the forest's edge, Gandalf departs. Without their wizard, they enter Mirkwood's oppressive gloom. Days in, Bomber falls into an enchanted stream and plunges into deep sleep. Desperate and starving, they stray from the path toward elven lights and become separated. Bilbo wakes wrapped in spider silk. Drawing Sting, he fights fiercely, killing the creature and naming his blade. Finding his friends hanging as wrapped bundles, he uses the ring to distract the spiders and cut them free. But Thorin was captured earlier by wood elves, and soon the others are too, though invisible Bilbo slips inside. For weeks, he survives on stolen food in the Elven King's palace. Finally, he discovers empty wine barrels are sent downstream to Lake Town. During the king's feast, while guards drink themselves drowsy, Bilbo steals their keys, frees the dwarves, and packs each into a barrel. In his haste, he forgets himself. There's no barrel for him. He clings desperately to one as they bob down the icy river, completing his transformation from reluctant participant to resourceful hero. The barrel journey delivers them to Lake Town, where Thorin announces himself as King Under the Mountain Returned. After reaching the mountain, days of searching reveal the secret door when the setting sun strikes the gray stone at precisely the right moment. Thorin declares it's time for Bilbo to earn his burglar title. With only Balin accompanying him partway, Bilbo creeps through the door into darkness. At the tunnel's end, he peers into an immense hall where Smaug lies, a vast red-golden dragon asleep atop countless treasure. The sight fills his heart with enchantment and dangerous desire. Almost against his will, he steals a great two-handled cup and flees as Smaug stirs. On his second venture, Bilbo finds Smaug awake. Wearing his ring, he engages the dragon in riddling talk, introducing himself as the clue finder, the web cutter, the stinging fly, barrel rider. Through flattery and observation, he discovers Smaug's one vulnerability, a bear patch in the hollow of his left breast. He stumbles out scorched and fainting, transformed from the hobbit who once fainted at adventure's mention. Smaug deduces Bilbo's help came from Lake Town and attacks, but Bard kills him with his last black arrow. At the mountain, Bilbo discovers and secretly pockets the Arkenstone, the heart of the mountain. News of Smaug's death draws lakemen seeking compensation, elves claiming debts, and treasure hunters. Thorin, consumed by dragon sickness, refuses negotiation and obsesses over the missing Arkenstone, vowing vengeance on its holder. When his cousin Dane marches with 500 dwarves to the mountain, war looms. Bilbo invisibly slips away and brings the Arkenstone to Bard and the Elven King as a bargaining tool. Thorin, enraged, banishes him. Just as battle seems certain, Gandalf arrives with dire news. Goblin armies are descending. The five armies, goblins and wolves, against elves, men, and dwarves, temporarily set aside their quarrel. The dragon is slain, but the metaphorical dragon of greed now threatens to consume Thorin from within, proving far more dangerous than Smaug ever was. In the Battle of Five Armies, the Allied forces face defeat until Thorin and his company emerge from the mountain. Eagles arrive, joined by Bjorn in bear form, securing victory at terrible cost. Thorin mortally wounded, Fili and Kili dead. On his deathbed, Thorin reconciles with Bilbo. If more of us valued food and cheer and song above hoarded gold, it would be a merrier world. Dane becomes king under the mountain and settles claims fairly. Bilbo takes only two small chests and begins his homeward journey with Gandalf. Returning to Hobbiton, Bilbo finds his possessions being auctioned. He was presumed dead. Though he loses respectability among hobbits who consider him queer, he remains content writing his memoirs. When Balin visits with news of the mountain's prosperity, Gandalf reminds Bilbo he was only quite a little fellow in a wide world, words Bilbo accepts with laughter. We return to familiar places, seeing them through new eyes, having discovered ourselves anew. Bilbo's contentment, despite disapproval, reveals that self-knowledge matters more than social approval. The greatest treasure isn't gold or glory, but courage to step beyond your door and wisdom to return knowing what truly matters.